start remembering what you hear.
Well, hi out there, and welcome to...
And now, the world's foremost authority.
What is up? This is the Capoeira Podcast. I'm your host, Jamie, also known as Instatoria Esperta. Hope you guys had a really good Christmas, and I don't know, hope you guys are going to have a good new year. It is December 29th, and... two more days and 2016 is done. I don't know if I should like really say something about this year. I honestly think the only good things I think this year really was only capoeira related. I may be a pessimist, but that's really how it was. If you guys know my personal Facebook account, you've probably read some updates of my life throughout my life, and it's always been funny. And also kind of bad. So, I mean, I don't know. A lot of people always say, like, oh, I hope 2017 is better. I mean, I really hope it is. I feel like it just, like, wasn't... This year really wasn't that good. I think it was better than... I think every year gets progressively better, but it's not where I would like to be. And I don't know. Hopefully I can just get closer. So another thing is... I am once again sorry about the delayed episodes. You know, I really wanted to release this, like, I guess after my birthday or Thanksgiving or something, and it's like something would happen. Like, it would be my birthday, and then it was Thanksgiving, and then I got stomach flu, and then I went to Hawaii for an event, and then it was Christmas. And so luckily I was able to have some downtime because there's not a lot of work right now, and I have a lot of free time at the office, so I finally got some time to edit this episode. This is a great episode. This is me and Instituto Cafe, my friend Drew from Capoeira Batuki, and we just really wanted to have a conversation between us, and the mic was there just to pick it up. And I think as a point I kind of wanted to do was about what makes bachizados good and bad, and we ended up just talking about everything. So I don't want to say it's about bachizados, but it's really, I think, about events and our experiences and what we've picked up from it and what we think is good or not. Hopefully nobody takes offense. I mean, we really didn't, you know, mention any schools, like, in general. So I don't know. If you think this is about you, it probably isn't. But I don't know. I'm hoping that higher-ups do listen to it, and they kind of makes them think about what could be in their upcoming events. So enjoy this episode with Instituto Cafe.
My name is Drew Love. My capoeira name is Cafe. I'm an instructor with Capoeira Batuki in Los Angeles. I got into capoeira through an old friend that I ran into after years of not seeing him. We connected on MySpace, and MySpace had these the GIF profile picture, and he was doing some cool stuff with some string on his side. And I was like, yo, I've seen that before. Like, where are you learning? And so he took me. And the rest, you know, from there is history. But last part. Oh, what my name means. Completely fucked this up. So my name obviously means coffee. If you were to run into me, you'd probably see the resemblance between me and a cup of coffee. My teacher at the time said that, you know, I used to be lighter, but I drank so much coffee, which I did. I drank a lot.
You were drinking a lot of coffee before?
Yeah. He was like, you got darker. And at first I was like, man, it's kind of offensive. But my grandmother used to say the same stuff when I was growing up. So. And she used to feed me the coffee. So, that, yeah, I gave it my own meaning.
They say coffee stunts your growth, but it's like the opposite for you.
Obviously, it did not. It did not stunt my growth. Coffee is good for you people. Drink it every day.
I don't know how to start this. Like, what do you have in your notes about, like, bachizados, or your mental notes?
About bachizados? For me, bachizados is, like, something... It helped me grow, in a sense. just because of my background. Bachillerato was like my place to learn for a long time. So they're very special, but there's also a lot that I wish could change about bachillerato's, and some bachillerato's are changing in the respect of like all the formalities and having people sit and wait for a long time, and they get up and they play against these like extremely warmed up experts. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I think a lot of the intention to break in the new students, I'm gonna say, has kind of dissolved, and it really has changed into something where they're welcoming new people into the world of mm-hmm. capoeira, and you know, setting them off on a good foot and allowing them to believe in themselves and be confident in capoeira.
At your first bachizado, like you're very, I don't know, did you go to an event first or did you have a bachizado first?
Yeah, so my first bachizado, I was with the group for 6 months. Within that 6 months, I got my first cord. So that was my first bachizado. First time ever seeing one, first time ever, like, you know, tying something to the word bachizado for a long duration of my, you know, first take at capoeira. I didn't, mm-hmm. I knew that there was some sort of belt ceremony, but I didn't know if it was like jiu-jitsu where it could be just a random Wednesday night. And, you know, your leader felt like you were ready to progress and they presented it to you that way. Or if it was a formal thing, you know, like you would see maybe in Taekwondo or something like that. So for my professor, who was from Minas Gerais, this was huge for him because he came from a small school in Minas Gerais, and smaller events, which I'm sure we'll touch on later, have a lot of benefits. So he was excited to throw his own, and he did, but you know what? Yeah, and it was very inspiring. I liked it. There were some really talented people that came through. That's when I met Masri Atabora, one of my good friends, JJ Corajoso. He's deaf, mm-hmm. but one of the most talented capoeiristas I've seen to this day, and one of the most humble dudes, and I was lucky for him to be the one giving my first cord back in the day.
Why did you pause? You were like, and it was inspiring.
Because
is it because like you're looking back at it and it could have been better?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that could have been better.
Okay, yeah, man, be clean. This is an open space. I mean,
I just didn't want to go on a rant and forget what I was talking about in the first place.
We do that all the time here. I think capoeira, it's bound to happen. It's full of that.
Yeah, you know, in hindsight, there were some issues, and this is the reason why I had to take on bachizados as my place to learn. Mm-hmm. Is because the leader that we had, and I'm not referring to my professor, but the contramaestre that was over him and, like, you know, had his name on the group, we found out that he wasn't actually a contramaestre. He was fraudulently marketing himself as something he was not. Back when I started, I'm fresh and I'm new. Like, I didn't get too emotional about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I just want to train. Like,
yeah,
I
feel like when you're a younger cord, you don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
So you're kind of just like excited.
Yeah, I was excited about the concept.
Not emotional.
Of
it's
learning
like, yeah.
some new stuff.
Yeah.
And that's really all it was. So the professor was like, you know, screw him. We're just going to break off and do our own thing. And I'm like, cool. So we still have class on Tuesday, right? And we did. But like 3 or 4 weeks later, he just retired. He was done.
Wow.
So, you know, I would have changed that. I would have liked the fact that we had somebody who was leading themselves on to be something that they weren't. To actually have been legit and not, you know, someone of question. That's one thing I really wish would have changed. And also, he didn't do a good job of making himself present at his schools. Mm-hmm. He had 3 schools in Ohio. And then he had his own in some part of Middle America. I don't even know. And every time he came, he didn't remember people's names. And he only came twice. So, I don't know. I just think he did a poor job of connecting with the students.
Do you think it was kind of apparent, now that you look back at it, do you feel like that was apparent? Like, does this guy know what he's doing? Or like, you know, now that I think about it, I don't think he knew what the fuck he was doing.
Looking back on it, I realized he had zero control over the event. Like, he had people there that knew what they were doing, mm-hmm. and all he did was show up to play.
Oh, that's
so the
not
event
cool.
in that respect was still good, but mm-hmm. at the same time, it wasn't his event.
How long did it take you to, like, realize that, like, looking back on it?
Oh, man. It took me a year. Not even, because me and my best friend, who's an instructor up in Cleveland now for Copa do Brasil, we decided that we were going to continue on. So we were like, all right, let's just find some events and go. Mm-hmm. He took the initiative to find Capoeira Luanda's event in New York City. And that's back when they were still doing a lot of street hordas. They would mm-hmm. plan it around the time. They might still to this day, but they plan it around the time of the Brazil Day Festival out there, which is huge. So it was a lot of, like, there was a lot going on. In
right.
terms of, like, I don't know, my senses just being overloaded with capoeira, and it was mm-hmm. extremely inspiring. So when I saw that, that was a moment where it clicked. I was like, man, that shit was not right. It was not right.
That's like when I watched Only the Strong, like, after doing capoeira for 2 years, and I'm like, these dudes suck so hard.
Yeah.
I'm like, this beer bow is in tune. Is that even tight enough? Like, I just...
Is that the right song?
Yeah, it's not even a three distinct notes. This guy sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is crazy, right? Because now I am blessed to have a leader who not only knows a lot about capoeira, but Afro-Brazilian culture in general. Like,
yeah.
That's his life, right? And knowing that he had a lot to do with that film, I wish he had the opportunity to, like, stretch his legs a little more. And I say
yeah.
this all the time. Like, I wish he was able to put his expertise to better use. But, you know, Hollywood, they do what they got to do just to sell.
It was also the 90s.
Yeah. And it was a great era in
martial arts films.
Yeah.
In the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, I know that we're super, like, opposite. I remember my event was huge. My first event. It was like 2005. And there were all these amazing people. I saw these amazing people do amazing things. And then now, it's like, now I know them. But back then, I just remember, like, this pedestal. Like, I can't even go up to them. And I was, like, super new. I think there was just so much people, and, like, I was trying to introduce myself, or
yeah.
I wasn't used to seeing the number of people do so much capoeira. I don't even, that I felt like I was, like, paralyzed by the time it was my time to get a cord. Like, I remember I was barely moving.
Hmm.
Like, I got it. I got my cord, and I got my name, but, yeah, I just felt super just shy, I guess.
Interesting. I don't think I had the chance to feel shy. I'm like, depending on where I went most of the time, to the west coast of the bay, I'd spend over $300. And to get there, especially being a college student, mm-hmm. like, that's a lot. So I'd go, and I'm like, yo, I'm about to make the best of this shit. You know what I mean? So I would try to play as much as possible, even though I probably should have sat down a few times. You know
yeah.
what I mean? But I do remember that awkward phase where I just didn't know what I was doing with my body.
Yeah, I just felt, like, a little bit embarrassed
yeah.
or, like, nervous. Like,
and it would be inside and outside of the hallway, too, right? Like,
yeah,
this stuff
I felt
is
really
over.
Awkward.
You got, like, leaders sitting down.
Mm-hmm.
Nessa Sueli, like, when I met her, I turned into, like, a Jackson fan. I got weird because I'm like, she's good. She's like, historical.
Yeah.
You know, she's got some history in capoeira. And she's married to Master Kojion. So, like,
yeah.
there's just a lot of capoeira going on right now in this place. But I didn't know how to approach her, so I was just like, can we take a picture?
I like the accessibility of meeting these people, because, you know, you'll see them on YouTube, and then at some point when you're going to an event, they're just there, like, eating a sandwich. And they'll, like, come up to you being like, can I have a fry or something? And you're just like, yeah, you can have whatever you want.
You want some ketchup?
Take it.
I'll get you some ketchup.
Yeah, you can have the rest. And they're like, no, it's just on one. I remember someone randomly came up to me and was like, yeah, can you take Messi Sueli to the workshop? And I was like, yeah, I just got a car wash. It smells great.
Oh, man.
It's probably why they hit me up, because they're like, this is the only cleanest car in the
yeah,
lot.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a four-seater.
Yeah. There. You know what? I'm going to be fair and say that there were a lot of people who were at, like, extremely advanced levels that befriended me right away.
Mm-hmm.
So they made the whole like interaction between someone who's new and someone who's been around for years extremely easy. Like Shango is one of them.
Oh yeah, that he's guy, awesome.
Especially being like a young pro, mm-hmm. especially at the time that I met him, like treated me like I was just another friend. And I give Master Lucas his credit too. He treated me like a nephew. He was just like, here, take my keys, go train everywhere in the Bay, just make it to my class on time. I'm like, all right, this is amazing. Like, this is love.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when class was over, we'd have normal conversations about, like, deep shit. And mm-hmm. I get some genuine insight from him as, like, just as a male. And, like, you know, I was still, you know, a teenager and stuff when I started. So that was some valuable stuff that he was teaching me.
Was this when you had a school, or was this when you were kind of, like, floating around?
Yeah, this is in the rogue phase, the nomad phase, where I was just kind of floating around. And I think the way that he carried himself in terms of being a leader, it's very similar to what you see Muito do in class, mm-hmm. where when he steps inside the doors, he's a leader and it's time for class. Like, the jokes are waiting as soon as you get outside.
Yeah,
and then
for
you
sure.
get, you know, his humor. And Master Lucas is exactly the same way. So I was naturally drawn to his personality in that sense, because not only was I going out to the Bay to train a lot when he was living there in Berkeley, but I also wanted to, like, kick it and have fun. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm avoiding winter in Ohio right now.
Yeah.
It's time to chill. So
yeah.
I got both sides of that dynamic with him and various other friends. One which you know, Julie,
mm-hmm.
We just saw at the CDO event here in LA. She was like my gateway.
Yeah.
Because her parents had moved to Columbus, and she was looking for capoeira. You know, the capoeira had already died in Ohio at that point. So she found me through Facebook. We trained or whatever. She's like, yo, I live in Berkeley. There's a lot of schools. And, like, that was my intro into Berkeley.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, those people made it easy. And she still, to this day, even though, like, the whole belt thing is different, we kind of reversed, but to this day, she's, like, she's got more, you know, I consider her a lot more knowledgeable than mm-hmm. I. And she's a freaking, like, ex-gymnast.
She's
so
a beast, yeah.
A lot of shit comes easy to her right now.
Yeah, she listens to the podcast, so she'll be happy. She gets a shout out.
Yeah, I give her shout outs all the time, every time I see her.
So I feel like going to Bachizados is very different because, I mean, now I just recently became an instructor, and I've actually been talking to you a lot, like, since then, because I feel like, you know, your path in capoeira, there's, like, this weird, like, lone cowboy, like, vibe that I feel like the teachers kind of give you, or they kind of talk about it, but I feel like in the times we are today and how it's gotten bigger, it's definitely increased, I feel like, well, I can pull to a lot of resources, and I've been pulling with you lately, which is awesome, like, within this last year. I like that. I feel like a lot. We've actually been talking a lot about what it means to be a higher-up and, like, what it means to be a leader, so I think it'd just be interesting to talk about, like, what makes a good bachizado and what makes a bad. I think between me and you, we've gone to, I don't know, I mean, like, a number. What do you think is a number? You know, like a girl? Just give me a number. But just give me a number, capoeira style. No, just give me a number, like, bachizado. That's another topic for another show,
okay,
for another
nobody
podcast.
Nobody ever gets the real number.
When I mean capoeira number, like, how many bachizados?
Okay, gotcha.
I know, I'm going to start pulling hands right, like, fingers right now, because I've never actually counted.
I'm going to guesstimate and just say 15?
15, no.
Really not that many.
Really?
I don't think. Yeah.
15 events?
Yeah.
That you've attended.
Events or bachizados? Because then we'll like,
okay,
round that up.
Okay, bachizados. Because my number of events, not bachizados, are pretty small.
Mm.
Probably similar to my actual number.
Which is not a bad thing.
It's not.
Okay. Neither one are, we're not even going to dive into that. But yeah, I'd say about 15.
Really? 15? Because, like, for my number, I think my number is, like, honestly in the 50s to the 60s.
Yeah, but think about where you have been. Like,
everywhere. No,
just this weekend.
Oh, my
this
God.
This past month, there's been, like, four or five?
Yeah, we've gone to, like, four or five Bocciusados.
That, at one point for me, was like a dream. Like, I didn't think that that really happened somewhere, let alone on one side of the country.
I forget about that.
Yeah.
Because we have, like, a couple students that have moved back into town, and they are like, there's so much capoeira. Like, they have those, like, new eyes. And I'm like, what are you talking about? I'm broke because of this shit.
Yeah.
Like, this happens all the time. And, yeah. And there's, I forget about the newness and the shock when people from the East Coast, or they come from, like, the Midwest or something, and then they come here, and we're like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, and you hear it now with a lot of people who are just, like, over bachatas. And for whatever personal reason they may be, but 9 times out of 10, I've heard some people with some, like, reasons that I kind of, that kind of resonated with me that I'd never heard before. But for a majority of people, they're just over it because they're spoiled. Like, they've had it so much. You know what I mean?
That is, like, so weird to say spoiled. Because, yeah. Like, I mean, I feel like we're, like, not that I want it to be, like, this pandering event or anything, you know, but I mean, you know, you pay the money, you spend the time sitting.
We talked about that.
I'm just kidding about the sitting, but not really. But, like, yeah, I mean.
Well, now we get to stand, right? Like, our court changed, so. We get to stand in the place. And I'm just joking around, kind of. But, I'm not looking down on people when I say spoiled. I'm just saying, because I'm spoiled with a lot of things.
Are you saying, like, just because it's dense with capoeira
so
out here?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. That I agree.
It's like anything. It's like anything, you know, the typical thing I'd say, well, it's coffee. And people, when you drink it too much, the stimulating effect is gone.
I love this analogy. I've never heard this analogy of capoeira being like coffee.
It's like coffee for a lot of people. It brings people, especially shy people or people who came in with low confidence.
Yeah.
It brings them to life. Mm-hmm. And at least momentarily. Some people walk out with it and put it in their daily lives after a good, weekend or end of the month hold up with, their master or some visiting school. You know what I mean? But it's exactly what it is. And when you take it in too much, you take it for granted.
Oh, man. Yeah. I absolutely... There have been times where I'll kind of go on a little, like, detox where I'm just like, I just don't want to go to events right now.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't want to leave the valley.
You need it. Everyone needs that.
I need to recharge. Yeah.
I need that from people sometimes. You know, people get weird. They're like, dude, I haven't heard from you in a long time. Or you just went dark. 9 times out of 10 is for reasons I can't control, but when I get the chance and I feel like I need to, I am totally cool with, like, shutting myself in and just chilling out with some books or something, you know? Give your brain a rest.
When it keeps, whenever I do these, like, there are times where, like, I get, like, that, I'm like, oh, man, I cannot wait to put this in. It's so good. People are gonna eat this up. Oh. But, I mean, I like the candidness of this. I don't want to damper it, like, this shouldn't happen, that shouldn't happen in the events. But I hope that teachers listen to this and kind of feel like we're a focus group. Like, this is what you need, or this is why people aren't coming, or this is why, like, your events are going to continue to be small. Or, like, I don't know, something's missing. I feel like a lot of things happen to make a great event.
Yeah.
I think one is definitely the energy of the school. Because there have been times I've gone to really dinky schools and events, but just the effort and the students and the camaraderie that the students have together and the energy, like, I feel it too, and the energy, and because of that, like, that's what makes the intensity of the Juarez and, like, the capoeira just super good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I've been to, like, small schools where it's just, like, I don't know, like, lifeless, like, there's no... it's like Weekend at Bernie's where he's like waving at you, but Paul McCarthy is like, he's got like the string and he's pulling it up and down. He's like, hi, you know?
Yeah.
And then I'll sit there and I'll clap and now I stand. I stand there and I clap and I look and stuff. And then I'm just like wondering, like, man, I feel like I'm tired, but...
You haven't done anything.
I haven't done anything. And it's not even like a physical tire. It's like an emotional or I'm just like, man, I just feel like this balloon is just deflated and I don't know why. And I will sit there while the event is droning on and I'll be like, why is it like this?
Yeah.
What is missing? it's kind of like that chicken and egg. Is it the student? Is it the teacher? Like, what do you think comes first?
I think it's on the teacher. The student has an infinite amount of responsibility to make sure that they're growing the way that they need to. Like, you can have an amazing musically talented person for a teacher, and they can teach you what they know, but it doesn't mean shit if you don't work on it outside of the school, mm-hmm. you know? But it starts with the teacher. You have to be willing to share that knowledge. And it goes back to what you were saying about, like, whether it be a school that's big or small, like, mm-hmm. when the energy is there, when it's right, that event is undeniable. Like, think about how many students, including yourself, who can play music well in just your academy, just Pasadena. Mm-hmm. Muito could decide one day, I need you guys to do a joda on the weekend, but I'm not going to be there. And it would, in terms of, like, people being there that could actually raise the energy, I'm confident that that would happen. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And I've been to events where even the leader themselves just didn't do their part. They didn't do their due diligence to understand that part of the culture. And, like, their students weren't even clapping. Mm-hmm. But there was, for some reason, a lot of students, you know? That is a huge part for me. When I go to events, that's what I look for. It's like that energy, you know what I mean? Because sometimes the energy can be so strong, I don't even want to play.
Yeah.
I just want to be there and, like, watch it. I think another thing that's been really cool is people are putting a little bit more artistic value into the shirts and the presentation of their events. Like, they're not taking the old model mm-hmm. and doing, like, let's slap the logo on the shirt, and then let's have all of the students do a makulele presentation, and then let's line everybody up and introduce somebody, blah blah blah, take 30-45 minutes to do that. Like, people are kind of, it's progressing in a sense that it seems like the students are more involved mm-hmm. in a way, or people are more comfortable with expressing their individuality if it's the leader, you know. And I think that's really cool, because it doesn't put a bad taste in your mouth after you spent $30 on a t-shirt. You're like, man, this t-shirt's cool. Like, I'm going to wear it everywhere, you know?
I've seen some basic designs still.
Oh, man, me too. Like, there's some stuff. I'm like, who ironed this on? You know what I mean? But, and that, you know, that's a problem. It still happens, but I think it's changing. It's on the way to changing, because there's been a few out there who have taken the risk and put the pressure on others to step their t-shirt
in. Yeah, yeah.
The biggest, I think, yeah, one of the biggest players is just setting the environment for people to come and play. Mm-hmm. That's all people want to do at the end of the day.
My God.
That's it.
Yeah.
So, like, the ones who are aware of that and take the initiative to take out all of the other stuff in order to dedicate more time to just the game, mm-hmm. I have, like, a special place in my heart for those people, because that, for me, was a part of my learning time. And there's been numerous times where I've gone out and I didn't get to do that. And I know how valuable that can be to anybody who came up with an academy or without.
Yeah. You
know? That's where the superstars, you know, the inner superstar is born.
Not a lot of events do this. I've only been to, like, three, like, Bucci's Autos, where they'll do, like, an open hood up before the ceremony to, like, warm their students up.
Yeah.
Which I love, because I get a warm-up. I mean, now, yeah, we have to stand, and we get to play, and then sometimes we don't get to play, but yeah. I don't know. I mean, like, I'm just happy to finally be at this rank, even though I've heard from quite a few people that it's now saturated with instructors, mm-hmm. which I still don't see.
I see it. I see it not so much, like, I see all of the instructors, like, lined up uh-huh. in that sense. Like, I see it in the way that the people above the instructors are addressing the instructors, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, the biggest indicator is when I have no problem doing it, because I just don't. But when I have to walk up to somebody who's running an event and be like, hey, can instructors play the kids? Like, give them a chord?
Uh-huh.
That's an indicator. it's like, okay, maybe they don't really want to, but I'd like to be a part of this kid's life.
Yeah.
You know? When, you know, normally the professors and everybody above that, they're like, okay, professors, come to Massey's, like, on a separate account. They'll go over, like, a little huddle and say, I want you to play, like, do this at this time.
Blah, blah, blah. Still, like, yeah, I still don't know the protocol. I just heard the last event Drew and I were at was Cordao Jioru, and Shingu was like, yeah, go in there. No, come back.
Yeah, I saw him pushing you.
I'm fucking like, no. And it was funny because there was a point where I'm surprised, like, nobody else saw this, but I was like, dude, are you fucking with me? Yeah. Like, is this like
Which
a freshman
Shingu, right?
prank?
It's Shingu, yeah, so you never
because
know.
This is an event right now, and you can't be fucking with me.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes they'll be like, yeah, show him the pool on the roof.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, show him the pool on the roof. Like, so I didn't know if I should or not. No, it was awesome. That was a great opportunity.
That was funny, and that was another moment for me to gain another level of respect for Shango. Like, I just got to see his, like, his experience come into play because he was kind of forced to run that event, and he wasn't prepared to do that. Like, he didn't come with the mindset of doing that. Some things happened, and Shikochi couldn't make it, unfortunately. I really wanted to meet him, but Shango had to step up, and he did. So, like, Shingu was, like, trying to push you in. He's like, obviously, he sees a lot, you know, it takes a lot of great value in you just because of your history with him. But he was trying to push you in and see you, you know, do your thing. And then Shango was across the way, and he's, like, waving his hands at you, like, no. Because he just wanted certain people to go in at certain times. And
yeah. I didn't.
That was funny.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm still working on the protocol. And like I said, it's different now with Bachizados because now it's like we're looking at it at different eyes. Because before, we were part of the whole sit-down crew. I used to actually have this, and I don't feel bad because I fucking pay for this event, but I would pay for the event, and then me and my friends, you know, we kind of watch some of the pomp and circumstance, and yeah, sometimes you'll see the same dances, or you'll just be like, man, I'm hungry. There was no break between the workshops. I'm gonna go to this Chipotle real quick.
Yeah.
And then you'll kind of, and it's to the point where, I mean, like I said, like, I've probably gone to about, I'm thinking like 60 or 70 events or something. Like, I don't know. I don't remember what I said like 10 minutes ago, but I could actually like estimate like the time. I'm like, okay, so we got 10 green cords. I'm like, oh, perfect. Okay. And then there's probably gonna be a mess and shit in the beginning and then speeches. I've got 40 minutes to eat, get rid of it, and then, like, have some, like, breathing time, and then, like, I can play at the end. Yeah. I was like, I've got 4 hours.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, and then now, no, we kind of have to stand for the whole thing, right?
Yeah, we gotta be there. We gotta be there.
And just be that person to be like, yeah, come on, guys, clap.
Yeah.
Or, like, get back in the circle. What are you doing?
Yeah, it's so awkward. Because I'm not, like, I don't know. I express myself, or, like, if I see something cool, I might say something, like, I don't know, I might be loud for a second, but I'm not going to, like, I probably need to develop that skill. But
the hype man?
I'm not one to be a hype man.
Me and Chun were doing it, just because Chun, I like Chun's, like, I liked his, I was like, what do I do as an instructor? He's like, well, he's like, you kind of just stand by if a beating bell breaks, you take it. He's like, or if someone needs an extra rock or a stick or a bottle of water, you bring it to the next day. He's like, and then sometimes, and then he's like, you do this. Come on, guys. And then he was like, you know, like raising the roof with his hands, like, come on, get it louder.
Yeah.
And then you tell the kids where to sit. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
This is pretty good.
Yeah, like everybody becomes their mother.
Yeah, but I mean, when you were a student, I still feel the energy. I still felt the energy and the love, like, as a student. Like, I do love to observe, you know. I'm always, like, big into, like, writing down lessons, and now I'm writing down, like, sequences that I just think are just really cool that I would like to put in and try to get inspiration from that. Like I said, we've been going to a lot of events. I've been trying to even gain inspiration to teach classes, like, to these sequences because they're pretty cool. But yeah, like, sometimes a big school just doesn't mean great Bachizado.
Nope. Sometimes it means the worst Bachizado. Because you're trying to herd the cattle.
Yeah.
Sometimes at those events. I don't know, I feel, I get you on the, like, still having that inner, what do I want to call it? Like, just that feeling of being a student is still fresh. For me, it's like, I'm a different kind of student now. Like, I'm a green cord just in a separate account
yes.
at this point. Because now we're talking about, we're moving from learning the movement and just the broad idea of what capoeira is. But now we're moving into the details and leadership. And, like, I'm right at square one with that. So mm-hmm. it's like first day of grad school, you know? Which is very inspiring. But I remember at first it was very overwhelming.
Yeah.
I was like, oh God, do I want to go down this road? I really love the movement. I love the music. But I need to think about if I'm going
to
do this. Because if
like
I do
to be
it,
a leader, to become an instructor?
Yeah.
I hope everyone asks that question of themselves.
But they don't.
No,
and
they
you
don't.
See it.
I'm just clearing my throat because I'm clearing my throat. I'm not clearing my throat in a hater way.
Okay.
Maybe I am. In my mind, I am, but I'm sorry. Like, I'm just copying this out. I'm going to edit it out. No, there are a handful of people that became an instructor way before us that I don't know if they just showed up.
They just showed up. They didn't ask themselves the real questions.
And I don't see them at events, like, representing. So that's why I'm just like, what is this oversaturation of instructors? Because I don't see it.
I'm clearing my throat because I am hating right now. But yeah, it's...
I know you're trying to be tasteful. It's my show. I mean, like,
no,
whatever.
No, I just...
you're trying to verbalize it?
No, it's a problem.
Yeah.
Because it's a problem, and I can't hold myself to respect those kind of leaders the same way that I would with everyone else who's around me right now.
And I feel bad. Which is weird, because, like, I know I'm, like, older because I'm, like, starting to try to understand, like, the other view, you know, because, like, you know, when you think of this and you take an opposite side, you're obviously like, well, obviously I'm for this side, and you may not see it, but I'm trying to understand it. Like, they're not bad people. They're nice people, in fact.
Yeah, for sure.
But, I mean, yeah, I'm wondering, it's weird because I just see certain things where people in Machizados and stuff want to enact something, but at the same time, if their own students aren't representing, I'm like, well, why?
Yeah, for what?
Yeah.
For what? Like, how can I hold what they say to value if they haven't been a part of the community?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And I'm not anybody special. I'm special to me. But, like, in the grand scheme of things,
yeah,
I'm not. But I just know too much about certain people who have been through some shit to get where they're at in mm-hmm. capoeira. And I just, like, there's no comparison for me. Like, if the two were to tell me the same thing, I'm going to listen to the person that I know has been through some rough times to figure out how to get to where they're at, mm-hmm. because they've internalized their experience a different way.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't just kind of lollygag through the process.
Yeah, and I've known some people that fucking just lollygag.
Lollygag. Well, I love that word.
And I've watched them get cords, and I'm like, this game is just boring.
Yeah.
Next.
Like, who'd you pay for this shit? No, I'm
just kidding. They paid.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I said, I don't see them in events. So I just almost feel like, well, I mean, I hope that this is an indicator that so-and-so is not really showing up. I feel like instructors don't get recognized that often.
Oh, we definitely get lost in the fog.
Yeah.
In the gray.
I remember,
area.
I thought it was going to be awesome becoming a monitor, and it was just like the same.
Hell yeah. You drove into the fog at that point. Now we're just in it.
I'm like, I never get to go in the golden age. I'm always like in the dregs of the Great Depression. Yeah.
You started rapping in 2000.
I was already borrowing and stuff from like the originals, and I wasn't part of the original. But that wasn't, but you know what? Honestly, like, you know, I'm going to say it, like, I was held back for standards, like, in order to, so that way when it was time, it was time. So I wasn't, I mean, and I feel like I'm almost paying this price now because I'm like, oh, you're an instructor. Well, that'll still be $60. Like, okay, thanks.
Yeah, it's, you know, and depending on who it is, I don't mind supporting, giving mm-hmm. money, because it's just like people who go to church every morning or
right.
every Sunday and give away their money.
And it's not like capoeira is like Equinox to begin with, like,
right.
or a taekwondo school. Like,
right.
we
people who are out there doing good work for the community and, you know, giving
we're
kids.
Broke.
something to latch onto and believe in themselves, I'm happy to pay as an instructor. You know what I mean? But it's funny because we are led to believe before we become instructor or whatever or something like that, like, hey, at a certain point, you're going to stop paying for stuff. And then you get there and you're like, still gotta pay for everything.
I mean, honestly, like, can we have, like, let's try to, like, I don't know, what do you think your financial number is for everything?
For everything?
Well, not class, I'm just saying, like, events.
Like, how much I think they should cost?
No, how much do you think you spent in, like, your years?
Oh, shit. I'm
trying to do the math right now as we speak.
I couldn't even tell you. Because a lot of times the plane ticket was involved. It's definitely in the thousands.
Yeah, me too. Like, a few thousands.
I couldn't even tell you accurately. I'd have to tally that up.
Yeah, I wish we can be more conscious of that. But I get it. It costs money to fly people down and stuff like that. But I think there needs to be exceptions. I recently went to one event where they ran out of shirts. And there was no Hoda. So I don't know what I paid $20 for.
Right. At that point, it should be free.
Yeah. It should be like, well, or like, we asked a suggested donation of...
Suggested donation?
I would be down to pay that. I would have been so down to pay if they had just said it like that. But I mean, I don't know if like the new student was like frustrated because there's so many people coming his way. At which, you shouldn't even be a check-in person if you don't have that cool head to deal with a lot of crowds.
Yeah.
You need to get like your student that was working at McDonald's. That's, like, used to customer service or something. Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm checking, because I have an extensive background in, like, the service industry, so it's, like, I know how to deal.
It's funny, because when you're behind the table at these things, you change. You're like, we're not friends anymore. I'm just like...
I got to get you in and out, but hey, at least I know who you are. Yeah. And I just hand you, like, what size? Like, no question. Like, what size?
Yeah.
All right, go in, have a good time. Yeah, sign this waiver.
You're like, hey, what's up, Drew? What size? All right, sign this waiver. I'm about to get the shirt. Like, all right.
Well, fuck, man. We want to get you guys
good. Jamie, good to see you, too. I'm not hating. But, you got a job to do, and you do it well.
Hey, at least, I feel like I think this is also differs with sexes. Like, I feel like I have to have a card that says I'm instructor, you know, because people that would be all like, are you? I'm like, yes.
You know what? Some schools used to.
There's a card?
Is it laminated? Laminated IDs, and it would say your rank, so you would get one, like, every year.
That's like when I would trip out when, like, library cards started to be plastic.
Yeah.
I want one.
Yeah. I don't think it was a popular thing, but I definitely know that the school that my first teacher came from, he had one.
Is it, like, identikid? Like, is there a fingerprint?
No, you got your face on that. You should do that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Do you have one? I want to see it.
It never happened.
Is that when your teacher left?
Yeah, it disbanded before it could be implemented.
He's like, I'm taking the laminating machine.
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm taking this operation.
Took it into the divorce. Yeah.
Taking this operation on the road.
Taking my laminating machine.
Yeah. But how funny would that be, though? Like, to verify.
I would like it because, I don't know, I feel like when guys roll up, they're like, yeah, I mean, this. And then, I don't know why, like, I have to say it's so gruff. They're probably nice. Like, yeah, I'm this. And then I feel like with some girls, like, the guy's like, hold on. And they have to go to the teacher to, like, is that okay? Like, I don't know. I feel like girls, we have to do a little bit more. And then some events there somewhere, like, girls didn't even play. Like, they weren't even allowed on beer and bow, and I don't get it. Because it's not like I would have no experience and roll up trying to play music during a bachizado. That's just...
But that's you.
Ridiculous.
That's you. And I'm not justifying the way these girls might have been treated. But there are individuals, no matter the sex, who decide to use an event as their time to practice. Instead of, you know, instead
that's
of
not me,
their time
yeah.
to, like, contribute their expertise. So I do understand, like, I understand where you're coming from because I know how well you can play. But... I understand the other side of it because people just, like, abuse that shit. So all it takes is, like, one woman to make you look bad. You know what I mean? So,
shit. That sucks.
Which is rough because the population of women in leadership in capoeira right now is low in terms of the ratio. It's kind of low. And so.
No, trust me. That's another topic for another day that I almost want to go in. I would love to go in.